Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio again today. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who has given us the victory. Praise the Lamb of God. I am just elated to be here with you guys again the second day of this week. Praise the Lamb of God on Tuesday. You know, we start our show, so it's the second day of the week for me. I have just been in meditation and prayer, praise the Lamb of God, about all that we're doing here at PSMI International, how God is using us to touch so many lives. And I'm just in awe at the percentage of development and growth of many. And then the flip side of the coin is, why aren't others growing? Why aren't others developing? And, of course, some say, well, don't worry about those. You're going to always have those. But I think we all can grow together. And I'm here for you guys to develop you and make you become the sons and daughters of God that the Lord will be pleased with. That's my position and my goal as a mentor in the prophetic. I just want to see you develop your ear, develop your disciplines so that you can run the race that's set before you, not the race that's set before me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to hear what God will have you to do, and I want you to pursue it. I want you to pursue it all your might, all your heart, and all your soul to do that God would have you to do in this season so that God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, to you when you come to the end of your journey. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm pressing for. I'm pressing for the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that with you all and let that be on record. Praise the Lamb. I'm not after anybody's members in nobody's churches or anything of that nature, but I do have a mandate as an apostolic prophet to bring out the prophetic giftings that's in our ministries and our churches. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm called to the body of Christ. I'm called to the nation and the nations. Praise the Lamb. I know my sphere of operation. I know what God has told me to do. And I just want to do that and pursue that with happiness. Well, it's Worship Wednesday. Praise the Lamb of God. And today we will be studying the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah. We're going into the major prophets now. Boy, big dogs, big guns coming out. Praise the Lamb of God as we study these major prophets. Boy, oh, boy. And Isaiah, of course, has a lot to say. So we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. There's some exciting things coming up as we're heading towards Resurrection Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some exciting things coming up all around the country, all around boy, the National Day of Prayer is coming up. They're doing some big and exciting things that way across our region and across other regions. They're notifying me of gatherings, praise the Lamb of God, that they're going to be having. Hopefully we can get some of those announcements in for you guys. There's plays, there's productions, there's concerts, there's all kinds of things that's going to be going on to lift up the name of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, which we should be doing in a very extraordinary way as it relates to his resurrection, his suffering, and his death. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because he died for us. He suffered us. He gave his life for us. He rose for us. He went back to glory for us and sent back gifts to us. So why shouldn't we lift up his name? Hallelujah. What other name is there to lift but his? Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God today. Praise the Lamb. All right. Let me see here. I think this is in queue. We're in the Carolinas here. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia.
Hey, Prophet. How are you?
How are you today, Sylvia?
I am good, good.
How's our daughter doing?
She is doing better. She'll stay out this weather. She'll be doing even better. But she'll go out and then
she's one of them hard-headed ones.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she take out her mother before you got converted.
Oh, okay, okay.
I see.
You are right then.
I see, said the blind man. he take out our mother before our mother got converted and grew some wisdom. Okay. Well, we know she's going to hit that wall, and she will bounce back. Sooner or later,
yes.
Our eyes will be like yours were open. We're just going to keep praying for her. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Good to hear your voice. Glad you're here with us in the show. Let me see. You know I got to open up this mic right here. Granddaughter is here. Praise the Lord, granddaughter.
Hey, Prophet. Hey, Sylvia. Hey,
is you still in the hospital?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I need the name of the hospital so I can tell the doctor to keep you for a month. Could you give me the name, please, so I can call him and tell
no,
him to keep
sir.
You for a month? To keep them for you about a month till you really get well, because all this going back and forth is getting on my nerves. How you feeling, girl?
I'm feeling okay. I'm ready to go home.
No, you ain't. You ain't ready. No, no, no. Yeah, stay right there in Jesus' mighty name. Let me get my Bertha on you. My Bertha!
Hi, Prophet, hi, Sylvia.
Bertha, how come you letting these girls get sick and stuff? You ain't doing your job, my Bertha.
I'm doing my job. That's why they sick. The enemy mad because they're doing their job and I'm doing mine. But ain't nothing you can do about it.
Lord Jesus.
Boy, she weaseled out of that one real quick, didn't
she? Trying to make it
Lord
come down, but
mercy.
We won't come down.
She's blaming it on the devil.
We're going
to
stay there.
She blamed it on the devil, y'all. She said the devil doing it to him. This
is
an attack of
the... We on our job. We on the wall, and we won't come down. Even in sickness, we on the wall. He can't stop.
That's right. We got to plan.
They got a plan,
got
people,
a
they say. Okay,
yes,
and a
Lord.
God to glorify. All right.
Hallelujah
well,
to
I'm
going to...
Are we going to glorify him today, praise the Lamb of God, in worship?
Yes, we are going to glorify his holy name.
Hallelujah. And we're going to glorify his name. Hey, hey, where's my prophet Daryl at?
He's shut in.
Tell him I'm going to shut him out if he don't tell me when he's shutting in.
I thought he told you he shut in for the week.
He's shut in for the week. Okay, well, if he shut in, praise the Lamb. He told me he felt like God was calling him to one. He did share that with me week before last, I believe it was, that God, he felt that God was pressing on him to turn aside and to come into his presence for a while. So we praise God for it. Let him pursue the face of the Lord. You're never wrong in doing that, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's prayer time, people. It's time to go to the throne of grace, mm-hmm. praise the Lamb of God, and incite pray, all the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the love of the Lord right here on this show. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. My God, we want to do that right here on this show and allow the Spirit of God to move. Hallelujah. We want the Spirit of God to move. We're remembering those that sick and shut in. Wait a minute. I hear the Lord. Y'all give me a minute. Hallelujah. The Lord just tugged on me. My prophetic trigger just went off. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Oh, my God. God says to tell you all, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. This is really weird. But God says to tell you all, listen to me good, people of God. Listen to me good, people of God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. God said, tell the people, he told me to tell you all that in the next few days, he's going to give you all something to talk about that if it was told you, you would not believe it. Did you hear what I just said?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I hope somebody typing that and put it on Facebook for me. Hallelujah. God says he's going to give you something to talk about in the next few days that if it was told you, that you would not believe. An unbelievable something. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You can interrupt anytime you want, Lord. This all is yours. It's glory. It's for your glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you for your presence. Oh, God, I love you so much. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for speaking to me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're awesome. Hallelujah. You're worthy of praise. Adoration. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. I bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Whoo, boy, that's a kickoff, isn't it? Praise God. Wait a minute. Somebody else then jumped in here. Praise the Lamb of God. I think this is my Janice. Hallelujah. Erico 224.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Maggie. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes. Maggie, you called in to pray or to be prayed for? What's going on, girl?
I'm calling in to pray.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Maggie don't get to pray that much on. We're going to have to give our audience today.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Bless you, God.
Yes. Hallelujah. And Maggie, you know what? I was sitting here right before the Lord spoke to me, looking for that song you like to play in the background. I said, I want to hear that song, that full gospel glory song that you like. That
yeah,
you
I like that.
Who is singing that song?
Jesus.
And I told you, the Full Gospel Baptist Church, I was looking for that song, going down this list of songs here, trying to find that song, and you called in because I thought about you, how you like that song. I don't know why it was just resonating in my spirit. Hallelujah. There, no, is that it? No, not more of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
This has to do with glory, doesn't it? Hallelujah.
Yeah, I need your glory.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's the name of it.
I want your glory.
Here it is right here.
Less of me and more of you is all I need. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Pray, Magdalene. Pray, let God use you, girl.
Not it, but that'll do for right now. Hallelujah. Maggie is going to lead us in prayer. I shut in for all of thee. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands towards your computers. Praise the Lamb of God on the phone. Hallelujah. If you can on the telephone.
Hallelujah.
If you praise the Lamb of God to the Lord or look to the Lord today as she comes. Here she comes now. Come on, Maggie.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory
yes,
to your name, God. You are so worthy, God. You are so worthy. We just say hallelujah in your presence.
Glory
we thank you for your presence even now, oh God. We feel the
hallelujah.
Warmth of your embrace even now, oh God. So we just say thank you for your presence, and we call you holy, God. You are righteous, God. You are mighty, God, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing. You are the one true and living God, and we just bless your name on today. We thank you, Jesus. We thank
yes,
you for
God.
Answering our prayers. We thank you, Jesus, for being our intercessor. We thank you for your spirit that lives within us, that allows us to intercede on behalf of mankind. And we come and we just tell you thank you. First and foremost, we ask for forgiveness of those things that we've said and done that are not pleasing unto you. We ask you, Lord God, that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness, oh God, creating us clean hearts and renew within us right spirits, oh God, so that we might come before you in a manner that is pleasing unto you, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you will open our eyes, oh God, so that we can do self-assessments, oh God, so that we can see, show us, oh God, before we try to assess anybody else. Show us, God, so that we can be pleasing before you, oh God. And we thank you for the magnificent work that you've already done within us, oh God. We thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God. We thank you for the healing that has already gone forth. We thank you, God, for the miraculous turnarounds in our situations, oh God. We thank you, and we just can't give you more glory. Glory is already yours. So we just tell you thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise your name, oh God, for you are a holy God. You are righteous beyond what we can imagine. We thank you that we can't even fathom the love that you have for us, oh God. So have mercy upon us, oh God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, oh God. Blot out our transgressions, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you for another opportunity to come boldly to your throne of grace where we might obtain mercy, oh God. I lift up my brothers and sisters before you who are battling illnesses, oh God. I even lift up before you those that are God, do not know that you desire to touch today, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would release your healing anointing even on today, oh God, that you would stretch forth your hand, oh God, and touch those who are crying out to you, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would regulate blood pressure on today, oh God, and that you would bring down temperatures that are elevated, oh God, and that you would regulate breathing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, that you would remove sinus infections and migraines, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too small for you. Nothing is too big for you, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would even heal undiagnosed cancer, oh God, that you would heal diagnosed cancer, oh God, lupus, sarcoidosis, and all of those things that the doctors think is incurable. We know that there is a balm in Gilead, and we stretch forth our hands, and we cry out today for healing, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would release your healing upon the land. You said that if your people, God, if your people turn from our wicked ways and cry out to you and pray that you would heal our land, oh God. So we cry out today, God, to you for healing of our land, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would look upon the homeless in this season, oh God. We know that you kept them, God, through this harsh winter. But I ask you, Lord God, as we come upon this summer that we are about to have, that you would even be shelter even then, oh God. I see you even in some of the homeless people that I prayed for at that train station. So I ask that you do it again, God, that you would do it again, God, that you would provide shelter and the needs of the people would be met, God, that you would give them hot meals, God, and medication, God, and the hospitals would accept them, and that they would not turn them away because they are drug abusers, God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would set them free from bondage, God, in the name of Jesus, that those that are bound, God, by cocaine, crack, and heroin, that you would set them free, God, for those who are abusing alcohol, that you would set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. I know that you have mercy upon whoever you desire to have mercy on, God. So those that you desire to have mercy on this day, I ask that you release your spirit upon them, God, and that you would touch them wherever they may be, God, and that they would hearken unto your voice, God, and send the prophet to them, God, that would minister directly to their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Send the evangelist, God. Send the teacher, God. Send the baby, God, because we know out of babes and sucklings the praise is perfected, oh God. Send the little ones, God, to speak a word to them, God. Whoever you can use, send them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the angels that are being sent forth even now, God, across the land to do your work, God. I thank you, God, that everything that you do is perfect, God, and it is precise, God, in the name of Jesus. There is no coincidence in you, only coinciding incidences, God. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for everything being in divine alignment, God, with what you would have to be done, God. And I ask you, Lord God, for fresh wind in this season, God, for those who are weary and well-doing, God. I ask for restoration, God. I ask you, God, that you would build them up, God, that you would show them that you are still with them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said that if we faint not, we will reap, God. So I ask you, God, for the harvest to come forth, for all the seeds that have been planted financially and in prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, that you will remove the glass ceilings that have been set up over your people that attempt to prevent our worship from only going so far, and it attempts to prevent the blessings from coming down. Oh, God, we demolish that now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that everything is in your divine order, God. Let our lives line up, God, with your divine timing, God. Let our lives be caught up in Kairos with you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and I pray, God, for all those that are under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you would activate, God, the gifts, God, the spiritual gifts, God, and the fruits of the Spirit where we may be lacking, God. We ask for activation right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for a fresh ignitement, God, that out of our bellies, rivers of living waters will flow, God. We thank you, God, for the rivers, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for the evangelists and the teachers and even the dreamer of dreams that you're raising up in this season, God. We ask for revelation, God, for those things that are troubling in our spirits that we don't understand. We ask for revelation, God, whether it comes through this radio show from our man or woman of God or from the saints, God, but we ask for revelation, God, in this season, God. Let us know that we are not alone when we feel lonely, God. And for the singles, God, I pray. I pray, God, for the single people, God, that we would not fall into temptation, God, that we would not do things stupid out of loneliness, God, that you would keep us, those that desire to be kept, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would keep us, God, until the appointed time, God. And even if there is no appointed time for marriage, we still say yes, God. We still say yes for what you desire for us to do, oh God. If you desire that we be single, we'll be single, God. But I cry out to those that desire to be married. You said it is not good for man to be alone, oh God. So send the help meet, God. Prepare her now, God, in the name of Jesus. Prepare the handmaiden of the Lord that she would also minister to her husband in the way that you would desire, God. In the name of Jesus, we know, Father, that you are rewarder to those that diligently seek you. Teach us how to seek you diligently, God. Let there be no hindrances in our prayer time. Let there be no hindrances in our study time, God. Let there be no hindrances in any move that you have for us in this season, God. Let us be in place, God. Let us be in place and steadfast and ready to receive, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Prophet Shakespeare and his obedience, God. I thank you for the apostolic anointing on his life, God, and the foresight that you have given him for this ministry and your people, God. I pray blessings upon him, God, that there nothing will be held back, God, that you will release the favor that is due to him, God, that he will reap the rewards, God, for all the times that he laid out before you on behalf of your people, God, crying out everybody else's names when he didn't even pray for his own children, God. I ask you, Lord, to bless him for that. Reward him for that. Let him see it in his lifetime, God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree peace he gives unto you, Prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My peace I give unto you, my servant. I have heard you, God. Hallelujah. 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 My peace I give unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, Jesus. Bless the Holy Name.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
My God, what a powerful prayer. Hallelujah, prayed by our daughter today. We thank God for, hallelujah, Imagineese, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, this girl here, boy, oh boy, oh boy, has lit this thing up, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, as she has interceded for us. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, for out of your work, doing everything to come on the show and be a part today, praise the Lamb of God, and lead us to the throne of grace. I just love the people of God. Hallelujah. Even as Maggie was praying, I was listening to her. Hallelujah. And I'm saying, God, 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 look on these people. Bless these people. And, you know, I can't help myself. And I think God has put the people in my heart, and there's nothing I can do about it, praise the Lamb of God, but just let the love of God flow through me and do what God would have me to do in this season. Praise the Lamb of God of my life and my existence here. Praise the Lamb of God on planet Earth. I'm just trying to do all I can for the Master. Praise the Lamb of God. And some don't want me to wear myself out, but people of God, let me tell you something. When you know what's in you and you know what you've done, how many nights I didn't go to bed, staying up, doing stuff I shouldn't have been doing years ago. And up 2 days straight, in cars,
going
to the next stop to hang out and do what you do, running through showers, going to work, drinking coffee and whatever to stay awake, and doing it all for the really praise to the devil. And then
Lord,
when you come in God, we can't give him a good hour, so. No, I desire to wear out. Hallelujah. I don't want to rust away. I want to wear away.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. That's the way I want to do it. Praise the Lamb of God.
You,
do all I can while I can. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is able to do anything. I am still in awe about this word he just spoke to us prior to prayer. Hallelujah. My mind is running in 100 different places because there's so many things he could do, praise the Lamb of God, that make us say, I don't believe it. God can do that any moment, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. From putting something in your hand to, hallelujah, he can make that airplane appear, praise the Lamb of God, and make
hallelujah
me say, I don't believe it. Oh, my
thank
God,
you.
Look, the thing was right,
hallelujah,
you know, was right there all the time. I mean, it's so
you're
many different
good
things. Praise the Lamb of God. And mentioning that, let us continue to pray. Don't give up, people of God. You see, CNN is confused, praise the Lamb of God. As of yet, the news media and those that's looking for that plane, hallelujah, to me, they ain't found that. They act like they keep finding something, but then when they discover it's not nothing, praise the Lamb of God, that's related. So let us continue to pray, praise the Lamb of God, yes, Lord, as though one of our people or friends or loved ones is on that plane. Hallelujah. Then let us pray for California. Praise the Lamb of God with these earthquakes. Lord, hallelujah. Washington with the mudslides. Let's pray, people of God. I told you these days was coming. The tsunami, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that they're talking about. I haven't heard anything else about it since I heard yesterday evening that there was a close to 7 foot wave that they had spotted that was coming in, and they asked people to start evacuating there in Peru in that area. Praise the Lamb of God. After they received that earthquake, praise the Lord, in their area. So we want to just start preparing and gearing ourselves up for what God is doing and what God is about to do when we look at these catastrophic events of God. When we look at these catastrophic events, you must put God in front of them. Don't be ignorant and stupid like the media. Praise the Lamb of God. Can you believe a tsunami, an earthquake of 8.2? Ain't nobody said, let's pray yet. They still have not said, let's pray. Somebody pray for these people. I don't know what is wrong with the mind of people. I mean, never in the history of life. I mean, I've been on this planet 50-some-odd years, and I've never seen nothing like this before. Just catastrophic event behind catastrophic event behind, just coming every other day. They don't want to give the God of heaven no props. So he just keep dishing it out. The Lord just keep dishing it out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And we must, as the people of God, declare what is right, declare the righteousness of God, and declare that this Lord's doing, and that is marvelous in our eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But he has made a promise to us to keep us. He has made a promise to watch over us, that it would not come nigh our homes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even when I was in Cincinnati, the Lord gave a word about Cincinnati, that something was going to happen there. Praise the Lamb of God. It was going to cause the very church I was at to be like a shelter, praise the Lamb of God, for those, hallelujah, who didn't have covering, who didn't have a place to go. My God in heaven, people, praise the Lamb of God. We must get ready for what God is going to do to shake the nation. I've shaken the earth once. I will shake it again, saith the Lord. We read that again yesterday in Haggai's prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. But in Hebrews, hallelujah, yes, God is powerful. Sitting there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until we come to the place of acknowledging God. Hallelujah. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to leave that alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we must come to the place. Hallelujah. Boy, we're gearing up for a gathering conference call this weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who are a part of PSM, praise the Lamb of God, and the operations of the gathering, I hope that you can make this first conference call. This is the first one this year. Praise the Lamb of God. I've really been recuperating and seeing how my health was going to turn. Praise the, not really seeing how it was going to turn, but waiting on God to really move on me so that I'll know that I know I can do what I need to do. You know what I mean? Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Before I jump in the water and say, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And then it gave me more time to pray the Lamb of God. It gave me more time to pray and get quiet and be with the Lord concerning what we need to do. Praise the Lamb of God. But now comes time to start laying, praise the Lamb of God, and we know what needs to be done because we've done it before, hallelujah, so we can do it again and just do it better and better each year so that those delegates that come and be a part of the conference can enjoy the conference, praise the Lamb of God, that we prepared for them. So we need you to be on the call, praise the Lamb of God. Regina has already put it, I think, on the page or somewhere, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can do that. Lionel McGee, Pastor McGee, already sent his thumbs up saying he's ready, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and others. So we're happy about that, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, we're happy about that. And then I want you to get ready. Praise the, now, you know what? You got to be putting your ducats away. You last-minute people, you know, you're nerve-wracking. You got to put $5, $10 away a week or something, praise the Lamb of God, so you can be ready to move when we say move, because now you see the spring is here, and I told you we were going to the sanctuary this year. Hallelujah, there are those that wanted to go. We're going to the sanctuary this year. I'm going, praise the Lamb of God. So, you know, I just want you to know you need to set your ducats aside so that we can do what's necessary to be done. Praise the Lamb of God, as it relates that you're going to need to set aside for the entire trip there. Praise the Lamb of God. All you're going to need is about $200. It's not that much food and stuff, because we're really in a place of fasting. We're really in a place of fasting and prayer. Praise the Lamb of God there in the place, you know, at the sanctuary. Joe, I'm on the radio. This is my son, you all. This is Joseph. Hi, Joe. How you doing? Oh, that's good, Joe. Won't you say hi to everybody in Radio Land? Say hi, Joe. They can hear you.
Hello, Radio Land.
That's Joseph.
Hi,
Clinton
Joe.
Dion Shakespeare. Listen, there, people saying hi to you, Joe, out there in the wide world, web world, man. It's all over the world listening to your voice. Tell them, won't you just put a blessing on them right quick, Joe? Put a blessing on. Put a holy Joe blessing on.
Well, I just want to speak great things, blessings over you in this season. And I want to say it is well, no matter what you're thinking about, no matter what you're going through, no matter what stressing you, it is well. The Father did say that these times would come, but he promised that he would be with us. So it is well in this season. Be of good peace and joy today. Love you. God bless you.
Boy, oh boy, now y'all know I'm a happy daddy to have my son come on the air and talk to us like that. All right, Maganese, give me some kind of testimony. Talk to me about what's going on down there at the railroad and what God is doing for you right quick.
Well, so many things are happening for me. My testimony, I'm going to wait till it comes to fruition before I give that testimony. But I want to talk about these homeless people that live in this train station. Now, God has given me a sensitivity to this. I always kind of care, but now I'm like really compassionate about that thing. So if a man and a lady, they come through there, the lady is pregnant, they're married, they're homeless, the lady is pregnant. So I just start praying for them. You know, whenever it come up in my spirit, I would just pray for them. That man walked up to the window the other day. He was so excited. He was like, guess what? I'm like, what? He like, yeah, my wife is in the hospital now because the baby is too small, so they're keeping us. They're keeping us until after she had the baby, so we're not on the street no more. And then he was like, and then they set me up with low-income housing out in Wisconsin. It's already been approved, so when we leave the hospital, we
Hello? Maganese drop? She's still there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had pushed mute.
Okay.
I had pushed mute. I got excited thinking about that thing. But did y'all hear what I said?
You said something about housing in Wisconsin, then you dropped.
Oh, Okay. So he said that the housing in Wisconsin had been approved, so they're no longer on the street. He was telling me that they was able to file taxes and they got money coming back, and I was just like, oh, my God. And these are people who were crack addicted. When I first got that job, that man was so strung out on crack, you couldn't even, he didn't know whether he was coming or going. And he stood up there at that window and talked to me in his right mind and just
Lord
telling
Jesus.
Me how, and I was just like, oh, my God, I've seen him do it over and over. And anytime I just be like, God, what are you doing? He'll show me something, whatever it is, whether it pertains me or somebody I'm connected to, answered prayer or something. He's just showing that his hand is on our lives, and he hears prayer. He hears prayer, and he answers it. So that's a testimony that I got. Oh, and I've been able to go to Bible study for the whole month of March. So that's a huge testimony for me. So I thank God about that.
You done shot your church. I know. For overseer, Bishop Apostle Jones probably running around the sanctuary saying, Maggie here.
I prayed and cried. Now, that's something that I wore God out about. I guess he was like,
I remember you did.
I guess he was like, you can do this to this child because she's not going to stop. I never walked praise
and Maggie wasn't there. Maggie, be there. That's our second home. It's happening.
And if I can't go to church, my whole spirit is messed up. I'm just off. I feel like I just feel so bad when I can't make it to Bible study and church, and when I can't do the things that Apostle asked for us to do. If I can't do that, then I feel like I'm out of place, and it bothers me. So I had really been praying about it. I got Lady Beverly involved, and I had given her the details. I'm like, we just got to touch and agree on this thing. And I was able to go to church the whole month. And then we got ministers training class tonight, and I'm going to be able to go there.
Yeah, we're cranking ours up, too. It's the Lamb of God. I'm letting Bertha get well so we can get this training going. Praise the Lord, all of these ministers that's popping up at True Christian Assembly. We're going to do a new training session. I love training the ministers. That's something I love to do in our Bible class and what have you. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, let me tell you all something. What God is doing with you right now, take notice of it and take notes of it, because you're going to need to testify of it later on. See, nobody told me this. I wish to God I had kept a journal or some notes about my journey, about what I was going through and how the Lord brought me out and my study and all of this, because people of God, let me tell you something. It's going to be very, very important to somebody else. I was sitting in the bank yesterday at Chase, and they had a little slogan with a man, praise the Lamb of God, playing a guitar, and a little boy was sitting there, and they said something, experiencing the wisdom of your investment or something like that, blah, 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 blah. And I told him, I said, what they really should say is, invest in your experience. And the guy at the bank said, whoa, my God, I need to hit our marketing department and have them contact you. That's awesome. And, you know, investing in what it really said, invest in the future of the children and what have you, you know, so that they can go to college and this, that, and another. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, praise the Lamb of God, and now, while I'm talking to you all, I'm saying invest in your experience. Invest in it knowing that there's somebody that's going to need your experience tomorrow. In the future, somebody is going to need your experience. Praise the Lamb of God. And since you are a prophetic person on a prophetic journey, praise the Lamb of God, recognize that God wants you to expose your prophetic culture to others that's coming on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He wants that exposed. And so you're the one that's going to have to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. I may be long gone to glory, and you'll still be utilizing your experiences to help somebody else come along the way. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of you will be able to turn your experiences and your prophetic journey into books. praise the Lamb of God, that will bless countless millions after you are gone off the planet. The Lord will bless you in that way. Praise the Lamb of God. But you're going to have to make the effort to do it. You're going to have to make that effort to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. These lines are so lit up today. I just love my daughters out here with me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Any one of you others want to jump in the fire? Athelia is not here. Praise the Lord. She's normally with us. Praise, I pray all is well with her. May have some appointments and things of that nature today. Praise the Lamb of God. I pray all is well with Athelia. She's normally with us on the show, right here looking at us, right in the face. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, you know, media not looking at us, but, you know, on the show. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I just want to say thank you to each of these ladies being here. Bertha.
Yes, Pastor.
Bertha, tell us something good, because I'm going to go in this teaching mode in a minute. I need you to tell me something good now. What's going on?
Something good is God is working in my behalf, and he's working supernaturally in my behalf. And as I testified yesterday, God is doing some great things in my life. And as you say, it's going to be so great that they're unbelievable, because he's going to work it supernaturally. That's why the enemy is after God's people that are faithful and loyal and dedicated and submissive and are walking in obedience to his will, his way, and to leadership. My daughter called me last night crying. My granddaughter had ran away from home.
My
granddaughter is 15. And I just laid here in the bed and said, God, normally I would get all upset and frustrated and blah, blah, blah. I just said, God, you got her covered. The prayers of the righteous are covering her. Your blood covering her. Now, angels, go forth and lead my daughter to where she's at. 3 hours later, my daughter called me. Mama, I got her. I just thank God because his word said that before we speak it, he would answer it, and that's the prophecy he gave. I just thank God that prophecy is being fulfilled, and I'm a part of the fulfillment, me and my family. And I sense devil bring it on, because I'm not backing down on what God has called me to do. I'm not backing down on the war. I don't care what you bring. My family is not the only family that need prayer. I got to stay on the wall, stay on a high alert, and do what God has called me, because if I do what he do, and what he tells me to do, he's going to handle my business. Thank God she's home, and there's no harm to her. And I give God all the glory for it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
All the glory for it. Not some of the glory. All the glory, hallelujah, belongs to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, I tell you, as we look at the mighty works of God. And I tell people this all the time, praise the Lamb of God. When you have missing children and stuff that's in your life, praise the Lamb of God, and they have age to come home, I promise you, if you just get quiet and get in the spirit, you can command that person to come home. I've done it too many times. I've done it for mothers who was crying and didn't know what to do. I've done this too many times, people of God. If you knew your prophetic powers, that is the only limitation is what you limit God, that God can do. That's your limitation. Hallelujah. I do not limit God what God can do. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He can turn the heart of man any way he want to, and I play that card a lot. God, today, we're going to turn this heart here. This heart has to turn in our favor. Hallelujah. You called me to this work. I need this. I need you to turn this man's heart to favor us today. He has never failed me. He has never failed me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And anybody almost that has mistreated me or something, I asked the Lord, Lord, why did that man offend me like that? The Lord said that I might have a testimony against him. I said, what? It's a purpose. It's a prophetic purpose in almost
Hallelujah.
Everything we do. We're just
yes,
not
Lord.
Aware of it. We're Amen. Just not aware of it, praise the Lamb of God, because we refuse to open our eyes and see who we are in God. Hallelujah. That he has placed us here for a divine purpose. Praise the Lamb of
yes,
God. And every step we take, every move we make has
yes,
prophetic,
Lord.
Hallelujah, wind up under it, carrying us. Oh,
thank
my goodness
you.
Gracious. I feel this God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah. You, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. And we must be aware of what God is doing in this season in our lives, how he's taking us, how he's carrying us, praise the Lamb of God, and utilize the power and the ability. We only see glimpses in the scripture, hallelujah, of what God did through the men and women in the Bible. It's not all that he did. It's only a portion of what
That's
he did.
Right.
There's more. There's more. Praise
oh,
the Lamb of God.
Oh,
has not been written, even about Jesus. Now, John tell you that if everything Jesus did, if all of his miracles and all of his sayings were contained in books, the world wouldn't be able to hold it. That you read the last
right.
verses in John, in John's gospel,
yes,
you'll see. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot that the Bible did not give us because there was not enough time to witness and to record it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By those who were serving as secretaries and what have you. And by the time they thought about doing it, it probably had passed. But to make theological points is what we receive. So that we can receive salvation and deliverance,
yes.
hallelujah, in the word of God. But all of it is not there. We get captions out of various settings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The majority of the Bible is not even chronological in order. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It jumps backwards and forwards
yes.
to make points that will help
That's
you
right.
understand what God did through Christ. Hallelujah. Woo! By his amazing grace. Yes, God. Yes, God does. Hallelujah. I know Dr. J jumping up and down because we used to talk about these theological blocks. Praise the Lamb of God in our Bible college over there. Praise the Lamb of God in Lagos. Yeah, praise the Lord. And that's the way the scriptures are set in place, especially the gospels. And each one of them, they have a theme. They're working on their themes like a book, hallelujah, to give you an understanding of what they are relaying to you concerning Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, but
yes,
they don't give
yes,
you the total Jesus. Hallelujah. He was too big for one of them to write about. It took four
yes,
of them to write about it, and still some more that has not been
yes.
written could be written, praise the Lamb of God, about
Hallelujah.
How the Lord and what the Lord did while he was in the earth realm. Praise the Lamb. And the same thing with you. There's a lot that you have done already that nobody has recorded. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And when we go home to glory, they're going to take 30 minutes and talk about us. They're going to take another 30 minutes to sing and roll us in and out. Hallelujah. Do a eulogy. Hello, light bulbs. All you get is about an hour, hour and a half. 2 hours max, and your whole life is going to be spent in that time. And
oh
they're
going
to try to cram it in 4 paragraphs.
That's right.
If you see it every day when you go to a funeral, a whole life is put
right.
in a section of 3 or 4 paragraphs.
Oh, bless
And
God.
You know that person did more than that. Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. So the same it is with the scriptures. Praise the Lord. All right, we're at the top of the hour. This is what I'm going to do. Are we going to play this song? You get on the horn. Tell him it's teaching time when I come back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to the throne with Matt.
Thank you.
And honor and power and glory majesty and might be unto our God forever and ever and ever. For who is like him? Who can be compared unto him? There is none like God. Awesome God. Awesome God. Awesome God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Slain for sinners. Woo! Blessing and honor and glory and majesty and might, power, riches, glory, dominion be unto you, O God. Hallelujah. Until your saints, to your servants, O God. Hallelujah. For you were worthy to take the book out of the right hand of God and loose the seven seals thereof. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah to his name. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy.
He is. Worthy is the Lamb. Yes. Yes, he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Woo. Praise
him today. I love him today. I love him today. I love him today. I love him today. Our God is worthy of all the praise. And no matter how we lift our voice, lift it to the heavens, people, always directing your praise to him and not to be heard of men. And the Lord will reciprocate. Praise of God. Hallelujah. There's a harvest in your praise. Oh, I think I said something. I think I said something, granddaughter. There's a harvest in your praise. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
My goodness gracious. There's a harvest in your praise. There's deliverance in your worship. Y'all better leave me alone. I get happy in a minute in here. Don't you worry about it, though. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's prosperity in your thanksgiving. You better lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Bless his name. Hallelujah. I felt a deposit just then. I felt a deposit. Hallelujah of his spirit. You're in my bosom. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, it's healing.
Hallelujah.
In your praise and worship. In your thanksgiving. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do what you do best, God. Be God today. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Your will be done.
His words, study task. Let me tell you all this, praise the Lamb of God. There is a list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, my goodness. That's 8 names here that's listed. Praise the Lamb of God. That ordered books and stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. On yesterday, they are already on the thing and getting processed. Praise the Lamb of God in their jackets and what have you to come out to those of you. Praise the Lamb of God that they are due to. I ain't calling no name, ain't bearing no blame. Praise the Lamb of God, putting other people's business in the street. But many of you have already ordered the book, Praise the Lamb of God, and made that pledge donation. And I thank God for you, Praise the Lamb of God. Now, those of you that's listening to my voice, if you would like to order our latest book, Fall on Your Knees. Praise the Lamb of God. Gabby was over here looking at it. Daddy, this book has your name on it. I said, yes, darling, Daddy wrote another book. Daddy, you wrote another book? Woo, it's 12 chapters in it, Daddy. Yeah, she's excited about the book. We're excited about the book as it unlocks to us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the remedy for all that is going on, praise the Lamb of God, as it reveals to us divine insight, praise the Lamb of God, of what's going on. Some have picked it up and haven't been able to put it down. They've even posted on Facebook. I've already got responses and orders from Ohio, people who wasn't there, who got their hands on the book through their friends and that's called them and told them, you need to order this book. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that has to come through you. You have to go to our website at psmintl.org, prophetshakespeareministries.org, and you will find, praise the Lamb of God, the seed sow button or the donate button, and then you can just put in there, praise the Lamb of God, for that $15. The next book is our prophetic manual. Those of you who are in the prophetic, interested in the prophetic, this book is a course book. It has an outline in it and course layout, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for the awakening. And then halfway through the book, there's another one for awareness. So it's two manuals merged. It's two manuals merged together, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We have a few of them around here. We ordered some more. Praise the Lamb of God, should be here any day, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If you want one of those, you can order that. That's $20 for the manual, praise the Lamb of God. That's a teaching manual that you can teach, praise the Lamb of God, that prophetic ministries can get for their groups and people who you want to discuss the prophetic with so that you can grow. There's terminology in it. There's of the prophetess, the prophet, the office, the gifts, the numbering system of God, visions and dreams, symbols, all of that is revealed in this book and more, praise the Lamb of God. The pitfalls, the traps, your enemy as a prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God. All of that is in the manual, $20, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, $20 donation, praise the Lamb of God, we'll get you that book. Then, of course, our signature book that I'm still proud of, praise the Lamb of God, is the book that is entitled, hallelujah, The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer. Oh, my goodness gracious. This little book still, when I read it, still moves me. And you can read it in a plane ride almost, praise the Lamb of God. It's only about 30 pages, 35, 40 pages, something like that. Hallelujah. It's small. In bulk, but it's a major writing concerning your calling, concerning, hallelujah, the burden that's on you, hallelujah. It deals with the gapper's anointing. What qualifies you to stand in the gap? Praise the Lamb of God. The question of intercessory is one of the chapters in there. The kingdom of intercessors is in there. Praise the Lamb of God. It talks about Christ as our high priest, how we're related to that. You need to get that book if you're in intercession. Praise the Lamb of God. It will help your intercessory ministry. All three of these books in a bundle package is $40. You can get all three of them for $40. Praise the Lamb. Of course, we still have holy oil. We have the oil of God, praise the Lamb, that we took off the altar. We still have that. We still have, praise the Lamb of God, that blessed holy water. Hallelujah. Yes, we do that healing water, and it didn't come from grandma's well. Hallelujah. But we got the healing water from the throne of grace. I did what God told me to do with the water. I did what God told me to do with the oil. God has sanctified it and put his signature upon it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he would heal, that he would deliver, Hallelujah. Many have used the oil for many things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then some forget to use it when they should use it on themselves because they give it all away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I promise you, there's a blessing. There's a blessing in it. Praise the Lord. There is a blessing in it. So we ask you, praise the Lamb of God, to do that for us, okay? At psmintl.org or Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, Praise the Lamb of God International, and you can get that, praise the Lamb of God. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. I bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let us get our Bibles. Get our Bible. Get your Bible now. Tell them it's word time. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to jump into the Word of God here in the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lamb of God. In the book of Isaiah, we're going to jump in this Word. Woo-wee. My goodness gracious. We're going to jump in here. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is just here with us today. I am so grateful for His Spirit. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, just going all up my arms. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. I love you. I love you. Thank you, Manganese. Praise the Lamb of God. The sower seed, the order of the book. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We have a new media person. You all are going to be hearing from Luana Helena down in California. She's our new media person who is going to be really dealing with even these praise the Lamb of God, things that we're doing now. Praise the Lamb of God as far as our books and stuff in that nature. She's going to be handling that, her and Anne Marie. Praise the Lamb of God, who is a sister down in Southern California. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, they can do it from there. Everything is internet. Praise the Lamb of God these days. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you all ready to rock? You all ready to roll with me?
Amen.
Let's go. In the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, whose name means salvation of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Whose name means salvation of the Lord. It's really, his theme is about the Messiah, Israel's Messiah. That's really the theme of his book. He speaks of the messianic promise, the messianic plan, the messianic planting, the messianic performance, yeah, the messianic pain, the messianic, praise the Lamb of God, death, suffering, resurrection, and return, all in the book of Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The date of writing, around 8th century B.C., so we know from the other writings that we have looked at, praise God, that many of the minor prophets were contemporary with him, praise the Lamb of God. They wrote during the same period of time, and their writings, should we say, correlate one with another, praise the Lamb of God. Isaiah writings, praise the Lamb, and his personality goes hand in hand because he is, praise the Lamb of God, the political prophet, praise the Lamb of God. He is a prophet. He is a statesman, praise the Lamb of God. Isaiah is the man. I'm going to put it that way when it comes down to the major prophets. Isaiah, he stands out. I'm just going to tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. His writings is highly educated. He was an educated man, praise the Lamb of God, of course. We know that he was the nephew of King Uzziah, so he's probably received the best of education. In his writings, you're going to find from similes to poems to metaphors to allegories, all of the branches of grammatical composition. Are presented in Isaiah and universities even today in literature, uses the book of Isaiah in schools, praise the Lamb of God, in public schools to teach, praise the Lamb of God. They call it Bible literature to teach, praise the Lamb of God, on this dynamic and powerful, powerful writer, praise the Lamb of God, because there's so much to be learned from his style. The genre that he uses is unique, praise the Lamb of God, and he writes 66 books. Old Isaiah is called a New Isaiah. The same number of chapters in his book is, of course, the composition of the Bible and is divided the same way, praise the Lamb of God. In Old Isaiah is the same number of books that's in the Old Testament. In New Isaiah is the same number of books that's in the New Testament. There's a dividing line of past prophecy and that occurred as it builds up to the new Isaiah or second Isaiah, as it's called sometimes. Praise the Lord, first Isaiah, second Isaiah, and it spills over into prophecy future. Praise the Lamb of God after you get to the second part of it. Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God, is a man of deep devotion and vision. Praise the Lamb of God, a seer of seers. Deep devotion and vision. His message is to Judah. His message is to Israel. His message to the heathen nations. His message is to the world. He is a international prophet without any reservation. He speaks to the world, past, present, and future. The scope of his prophecy covers from creation to the return of Jesus Christ and the consummation of all things. And if one does not have this mindset when they approach Isaiah, they will miss what he is saying because the scope is so broad. So your mind has to be open to understand, praise the Lamb of God, the vision that Isaiah, the son of Amos, praise the Lamb of God, which he saw concerning Judah, a prophet's son, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. This man, praise the Lamb of God, has more credential recognition almost any prophet in the Bible as it relates to who he was. He served, praise the Lamb of God, period over 60 years or better, praise somewhere around A.D. 740 to 680 before Christ or before the Common Era. And he writes in the span of four different kings of Israel, praise the Lamb, of four different kings. Now, that's like the butler, praise the Lamb of God, the movie The Butler, as he served all the presidents. So this prophet served, praise the Lamb of God, in the political court, hallelujah. He was able to deal with all of these kings. He never went into exile. He never went to jail. He never went into prison. And that's probably because of the royalty of his blood, praise the Lamb of God, and where he was kept, even though his uncle died, there was still a royal lineage, praise the Lamb of God, that continued on, that honored him and respected him as royalty. But he is the prophet, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He is the man of God in the place that God needed and wanted him at that time. And he served well, and he wrote well, praise the Lamb of God. He is a living testimony, was a living testimony to us to try to exemplify in the prophetic realm his loyalty and his commitment, praise the Lamb of God, to the things that God assigned to his hand. What he saw, he wrote. What God spoke, he wrote. What God said, he wrote and said it, praise the Lamb of God, so that the people that heard his voice knew that God had spoken to him and knew that there would be ramifications, praise the Lamb of God, if they did not adhere to the message of this great man, Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I'll tell you. Oh, my God. I tell you, this is a powerful, powerful brother. Praise the Lord. The book of Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God, let me talk about it a little bit, is broke down into various divisions, and it's all prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Every from chapter 1 to 66 is prophetic. Hallelujah. It's broke down into divisions. The prophecies concerning Judah, prophecy concerning the nation, prophecies and warnings concerning Ephraim and Judah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophecies concerning Assyria. Prophecy concerning Hezekiah. Prophecies concerning the greatness and the transcendence of God. Prophecy concerning the suffering servant of the Lord. And then, praise the Lamb of God, conclusion and exhortations and prophecies. Praise the Lamb of God in the last 8 to 10 chapters. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to go through this, praise the Lamb of God, in sections. So right now I want to look basically at first three chapters we'll try to deal with today to bring about some understanding of what's going on here, praise the Lamb of God, and why God is sending Isaiah at this serious time in the life of these people, hallelujah, of Judah and Israel, praise the Lamb of God. What actually is going on here? And it's revealed to us always. You can find the revelation of what's going on in the first chapter, praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. So that's what it says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning, praise the Lamb of Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jonathan, Ahaz, Hezekiah, who were the kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Look what the Lord says. I have nourished and brought up children. They have rebelled against me. That's continuous, the sad indictment, praise the Lamb of God, of the people of God. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's curb. But Israel does not know. My people does not consider. That's sad that he places us, praise the Lamb of God, as dumb as an ox. Hallelujah. Yeah. Dumber than an ox, because the ox knows his own.
Right. So that's right.
Big ox, big dumb ox. All of that. But the ox knows his owner. But the people don't know their God. Hallelujah. And my people don't consider. Our sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, which equals wickedness, perversion, sinfulness, whatever else you want to sprinkle in the season, a seed of evildoers. Children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. That's enough right there to preach about for 30 years in that one verse. Verse 4. A sinful nature.
Sinful nation.
Laden with iniquity. Seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. Verse 5, why should ye be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. He given a prognosis of this. For the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and pulsifying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. He's saying, You look a mess, and you're in a bad shape and don't know it. You have not been cared for. No one has ministered unto you. You're just walking around with a lot of sores upside your head from being knocked around by your own doings. Like somebody walking in the night. Look what he says, verse 7. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land foreigners devour, or heathens devour it in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by heathens. And the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a lodge. As a cottage or a booth in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been like Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Now, when you see those brothers come together right there, Sodom and Gomorrah, when you see that in anywhere God mentioned it, that means you in pitiful shape.
Yes, Lord.
You in a shape that you should have been wiped off the face of the earth. That's what that says. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, Bertha, I wonder what the Lord would speak today over this nation. I wonder, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
With the Lord in Sodom and Gomorrah, if he had to talk to this nation, praise the Lamb of God today. I wonder what God said. I am so, praise the Lamb of God, displeased with this nation. I'm in a way, praise the Lamb of God, displeased with this nation, with the iniquity that has gone forth, with the systemic evil that has gone forth in the land. My God, my God. My God, my God. I wonder what God would he compare us to Sodom and Gomorrah? Because if so, destruction is imminent. Destruction is imminent. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's no way around it.
My God.
Unless we repent. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to see mercy in verse 9. Hallelujah. I want you to see that the Lord spared a remnant. There is a remnant. Praise the Lamb of God. He spared a remnant. Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we would have been wiped off the face of the earth. That's what verse 9 shares with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, watch. He's going to jump in the chest of religious people. Watch this now. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Now, we know Sodom and Gomorrah have been destroyed. So he's using this metaphorically to Israel and Judah. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, says the Lord? So what purpose is your multitude of sacrifices unto me? Am I full of the burnt offering of rams and the fat of fed beasts? And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or he-goats? When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is abomination unto me. This rejection here, people of God. The new moons, your religiosity means nothing to me, is what God's saying. The new moons, Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot bear it. It is iniquity. Even in your solemn meetings, it's iniquity in my eyes. You want me to tell you why, people of God? Because we think we can pay for our sins.
Thank you.
We think we can do something that will relieve the stench of sin off of us, and there's only one bath that can cleanse you of that, and that's the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to get a bath in the blood of Jesus is that you repent.
That's right.
That you turn from it. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. That you turn from it. You got to turn from it.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. Yeah. And ask for forgiveness. And ask the Lord to cleanse you. All the rest is not going to work. But he says, your new moons, your appointed feasts, my soul hated. It's Lent. We're going to give up. We're going to give up eating pork for 40 days, but we're going to keep lying and cheating and manipulating. Oh, it's Lentil season. You know, we fasting. Uh-huh. Well, what y'all doing tonight? We going bowling. That ain't no fast. We going to the movies. That's not a fast. How you fasting and at the movies watching all kinds of sensuous and non-productive activity when you're supposed to be in prayer?
That's right.
Okay. See. I tell them on this all the time. You don't know what a fast is. A fast is not a diet. And Catholicism has messed up America with this Lent. And Lent ain't nowhere in the Bible. The only Lent I know be on my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
light
bulb.
Praise God.
Lent ain't nowhere in the Bible. Jesus ain't never said, we going to give up eating tacos for 40 days. Jesus went in the wilderness, isolated himself, and went on a 40-day fast. With him and God, until the devil appeared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't like me, because I tell the truth. It's all right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look what he says. When you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear you. Your hands are full of blood. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, let me tell you this. You may not have killed anybody, but you can be guilty of bloodshed in your streets because you're not praying against it.
Because
you're not living the life that your intercessory is heard on the at the throne of God. Would it have been prevented if you were a gapper, that you could stand in the gap, that you were qualified?
God.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See?
Help us, Lord. Teach us again.
The whole ways, there's a lot of ways for God to get you. It's a lot of ways. Because you knew better, but you didn't do better. You didn't pray for them girls. You didn't pray for them boys. You saw them, and you turned your head from them.
Glory, glory, glory.
Because there's no compassion. There's no love. Watch this. Yeah. Wash yourself. Make yourself clean. Put away the evil of your doings from my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Now, that's some social stuff right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, everything ought not be holy, holy religious. Now, some of this ought to spill over on people's moral welfare. Praise the Lamb of God. They need to read that to the Republicans right there. Praise who want to take Medicaid and Medicare and everything else from the poor and the widows. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Want to take all of this away? Praise the Lamb of God. So there is no medical. Praise the Lamb of God for the poor and all of this, or very little. That you know they don't have no money because you robbed them of it, and now you're trying to make them pay for something that you know they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them in a bondage. There used to be an old saying when we was coming up birthing that said, you can't get blood from a turnip.
That's right. Most certainly can't.
Simply mean, how are you going to get paid from somebody who don't have no money?
Most certainly right. Can't do it.
Who don't have an income?
Can't squeeze it out.
When you have not provided sufficient for them, praise the Lamb of God, in their jobs and this, that, you didn't take all of that away out of your greed.
Amen.
Out of your greed. You just sold half of the country to another country out of your greed for money. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord says in verse 18. He gives you a new beginning with God. He says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be, oh, I got to move here. They shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson. They shall be as wool. Praise the Lamb of God. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, this is the star scripture. Come, let us reason together.
Yes,
the Lord is given opportunity to sit down at a conference table and work something out. It's like a man and a wife who is about to divorce, and one of them say, I don't want a divorce. Let's sit down and talk about it. Let's see, can we work something out? Praise the Lamb of God. Let's see, can we ratify this condition?
Yes.
And make amends here. Let's see what we can do. This is the way God is pleading with his people. Why? Because God don't want to destroy nobody. The Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish.
Amen.
We bring this on ourselves by not reasoning with God. Hallelujah. He didn't say let's compromise. He said let's reason together. Let's look at face value and see what the issues is. And if I've done you wrong, I'll turn. But if you've done me wrong, then you turn. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
But know this. If I haven't done you no wrong and you turn, I'll turn back to you. I'll turn back to you. That's what the Lord says. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If ye be willing. But if you refuse and rebel, verse 20, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now, I don't know how clear that can be. You have no other course of action but to come talk with God. Hello, light bulbs. There's no other course of action. God said, if you don't reason with me, you're going to fall by the sword.
That's right.
America, you don't reason with me, you're going to fall by the sword. Whether it's the sword of your enemy or the sword of a just God, you're going to fall.
That's right.
You coming down. Hallelujah. As sure as the Lord live. Listen to this. How is the fruitful city becoming a harlot? Lord have mercy. Really, the word is a whore. How is the fruitful city become an whore? Verse 21, I didn't write this. It was full of justice or judgment. Righteousness lodged in it. But now murders. Just think about how the things used to be. How is it? How did this happen? What has happened to our cities? What has happened to our streets? What has happened to us?
Lord, help us, Jesus.
The silver has become dross. The wine mixed with water. Everything's diluted. Look at this. Thy princes are rebellious. and companion of thieves. Everyone loves bribes. Follow after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come unto them. What did we just go through right here in the city of Detroit, city of Chicago, other major cities, as they called it a purging after they caught them? Praise all of our aldermen and ward people and mayors and senators and all of this. They're finding with their hand in the cookie jar, taking bribes, giving bribes, and all other promiscuous activity, and no concern for the widows and the orphans and those who are really in need. That's what God says. It's a repeated cycle, people of God. When greed comes in, that's what it does. When greed comes in, this is what it does. This is what greed does. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord says. Therefore said the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will rid myself of mine adversaries and avenge myself of my enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and thoroughly purge away the dross and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Look what the Lord says in verse 25. I can clean it up.
Yes.
And I shall. My way. You better read what he says. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I clean this thing up until your city is called the city of righteousness and a faithful city. Praise the Lamb of God. Zion shall be redeemed with justice and her converts with righteousness. God demands this, people of God. Righteousness is something that God is not going to allow us to just walk away from. That we can do unrighteousness and think that we're going to get away with it. Grandma used to say, you're getting by, but you ain't getting away. Anything you did wrong, that's what they used to say. Okay, you think you're getting away, don't you? But you're not. You're just getting by for now. It's coming up again.
Amen. Yes, it is.
If they don't get you, God's going to get you because you're wrong.
Amen.
And there's no good that's going to come out of wrong. There's no good that's going to come out of. This is what the Lord is saying. Praise the Lamb of God. When things are unrighteous, and we know righteousness exalts a nation. We know that. Righteousness exalts a nation. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, if righteousness exalts a nation, Bertha, then what does unrighteousness do?
Destroy it.
It brings it down. It brings it down. It does the reverse. This is an unrighteous nation we're living in. This is an unrighteous nation. Because everybody could have health care free. Hello, light bulbs. Everybody could be equal in health care. 100% coverage. We are human beings. Why should your policy for your health be better than mine? What makes you better? The job you work on. The money in your pocket make you more valuable than me. Therefore, when I go to the doctor, my medical is limited. They're not going to take care of me like they're going to take care of you because you make more money than me. What is the value of a human life?
Jesus.
What is the value of two kids? One comes from the suburbs, one from the inner city, both been shot. This one's don't have the only got Medicare through his mother, and this one over here has Blue Cross Blue Shield triple plus platinum package. So you're going to work on him and work on him and work and make sure his life is spared, and then when you get to the maximum of his money, you're going to let him die?
Lord Jesus.
Do you think God is pleased with that?
No, he's not.
This is the corner they pushed the president into when he says we all can have medical equal. They said, oh, no. We can't make no money like that. It's all about greed. It's all about greed. And to think God is pleased, all of us crazy. He ain't pleased with Obamacare. But he is pleased, no doubt, that the man trying to do something to make sure everybody has some coverage and some help, but he ain't pleased with that. How can you be God and love the bum that's in the gutter as well as you love the pastor that's in the pulpit?
Mm-mm-mm.
But they're treated different. I shouldn't be treated no better than nobody else when I go to the hospital.
That's right.
We are human beings. We are human beings. What? How much do you value a life?
Oh, God.
It's just like eating. Lord have mercy. Everyone should be able to get a meal.
Amen.
Everyone should be able to eat. There's enough food thrown. Go in back of mental hospitals and in the evening time, just sit there in your car at the dumpster. Watch how much milk, juice, and food they throw in that dumpster.
That's right.
There's enough food thrown away in America to feed another nation. Every day.
Yes, every day.
Okay, y'all don't. Nah, let me shut up because I'm doing too much. Let me see.
Let me just teach.
Let me teach like the old. Oh my God, verse 27. Zion shall be redeemed with justice and converts with righteousness, and the destruction of her transgressors and of her sinners shall be together. And they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which you have desired, and ye shall be confounded for the gardens that they have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that has no water. And the strong shall be as the strong shall be as wick, and the maker of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. Now, when God starts talking about fire, once God starts giving you metaphors about fire, you are in trouble. That's all
yes,
I got to
are.
Say. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When God starts talking about fire, you are in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is powerful, people of God. The first chapter of Isaiah has already put you on the edge of your seat.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Going on a roller coaster ride. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to touch on some more tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. If time's sufficient, I don't want to get in chapter 2. It's too lengthy. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Boy, you wait till we start talking about the necessity of humanity tomorrow in the day of the Lord. Uh-huh.
Lord,
yeah. Just watch and see. Praise the Lamb of God. What God has in store to reveal to us through this major prophet, praise the Lamb of God, as he ushers in the coming of Christ and the return of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. ready, because you're going to see how close we really are, praise the Lamb of God, to the consummation of all things. This is not recess time. This is not playtime. This is time for the saints to be the saints. Hallelujah. If you fake it, take your garment and change it. Hallelujah. If you think you're going to fake it till you make it, you're on the wrong show, baby.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Really need to understand that only the pure in heart going to see God.
Amen.
You need to understand without holiness, no man shall see God.
Yes. Sir.
All these
yes,
liars
sir.
Running around here talking about everybody going to be saved. They right. Saved for an unquenchable fire. That's what they're going to be
yes,
saved
Lord.
For. Because sure as there's a heaven, there's a hell. Sure as there's up, there's a down. Sure as there's in, there's out. And sure as there's God, there's the devil. How can you believe in the devil and don't believe in God? How can you believe in God and don't believe in the devil?
Thank you, Lord.
They both real. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And you must come to a place of making a solemn choice. I said this on the phone to a bishop last night. A clarion call need to come out.
Ah,
and this is what the call should say. Who's on the Lord's side?
Hallelujah.
Come over here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's time to put a line in the sand. Whose side you on? And don't
That's
cross
right.
it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And don't cross it. I'm not here to judge and condemn anybody, but I am here to warn you, hallelujah, that hell has no bottom and destruction no end. And the Lord God will be served, but he won't be made a mockery. Hallelujah. He's a man of love and a God of war.
Oh, yeah.
And he has his in his hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you today. I bless you today. Don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, to place your orders for the books. Praise the Lamb of God, Fall on Your Knees. That has a lot of Isaiah in it also. Praise the Lamb of God, the Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, or the Prophetic Manual, some of the water, the oil, all there. At Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International.org. I love you. I bless you, people of God. It's been a wonderful show. Bertha, thank you for being here. Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God.
You're
thank you, granddaughter. Thank all you, Madjanice, all of you for being here with us today. Tomorrow is Word, Prophetic Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time on tomorrow as we pray this evening and tomorrow concerning prophecies. Praise Lord, us being in Isaiah, I just know God's going to show up and show out tomorrow. My God in heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's something about this book, hallelujah, that just drives me crazy in the spirit. Praise the Lord, God. I love you.
Come on and people. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth.